Welcome everyone as we prepare for Shabbos Parsha Shmini, first post-Pesach Shabbos. Two thoughts today, one post-Pesach thought and one Parsha Shmini thought. Let's begin with a Svira post-Pesach idea. We learned on the last day of Pesach a pasuk that is what we are accustomed to when we talk about Mitzrayim. What I mean, as opposed to the Zacharta, regular mitzvah of Zechira, yes, Mitzrayim, we had a Zacharta ki evad ha'yisa b'Mitzrayim. We had the obligation to remember that we were avadim. That's not the usual language of Yetzias Mitzrayim, but it appears actually four times in Sefer Devarim, at least four times, at least twice in Parshas Re'eh. V'zacharta ki evad ha'yisa b'Mitzrayim is something that we learned on the last day of Pesach. I'd like to explain a little bit of what this refers to, something not often discussed, although I have discussed it on previous occasions. A pipshat. The idea here is one which we see by people who are remembering. Who are remembering, for example, the Holocaust. My Shver Zalzayin Gazon speaks at family simchas. And he gives shvach vayda to the Rabbi Nishal Olam that he was rescued from the Holocaust and zaycha to build a beautiful family. When he gets up to speak, he doesn't talk about Yitzia. He doesn't talk about the day that he was liberated. But he talks about the tsar, the tsara, the difficulties that Yin went to during that time. My mother-in-law said to my father-in-law, every time you get up at a simcha, you say the same thing. And my shver, speaking at the simcha, recounted that. He said, Mommy says, every time you get up, you say the same thing. Is it important? And to that, my shver said, I thought about it, and I realized that when we remember what Amalek did to us, the Zecher of Amalek, Parsha Zachar, we also learn the same thing every year. It's important. The point that's nogea to us is that to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim is only worthwhile if we remember Zacharta ki Ever Hayisa b'Mitzrayim. To remember what we were redeemed from, what we were rescued from. Somebody wants to give Shvach Vaido on being rescued from a terrible tsar and sorrow such as the Holocaust. A person speaks of the tsar. That's a chelik of the Haidah. That certainly is an understanding of a Zacharta ki Ever Yisa b'Mitzrayim. But there's really a deeper meaning to this whole idea, to the whole concept. And we can understand it from the Parsha if we look at the order of the words. In Parshas Re'eh, we learned on Achron Shel Pesach the mitzvah of Pesach, the mitzvah of the Chag HaPesach, Shamar Es Chodesh Aviv, V'yosisa Pesach, V'zavachta Pesach, Leisecho of Chametz. We learn many psukim about Pesach. That's not where it says V'zacharta ki Evad Yisa b'Mitzrayim. If the Pesach we read Shiva Shavuos Tisparloch, the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer, and then Vasisa Chag Shavuos LaShem Elokecha, and then the mitzvah of Chag HaShavuos, and then we said V'zacharta ki Evad Yisa b'Mitzrayim. Before we went on to Sukkot, as a completion of Pesach, Sfira and Shavuos, we say remember ki Evad Yisa b'Mitzrayim. The Seder HaPsukim tells us that the tzitzah of remembering what happened to us is to remember the obligations we have to the Rabbi Nishal Olam. Is to remember our avdus to Hashem, which replaces our avdus to the Shas HaTzara that we lived in. That's true both about the recollection of a member of the Sheiris HaPleito when he gets up at a simcha and talks about the tzar and the tzar he went through and being rescued. It's a hischaivos, it's an obligation to go from there to be an Eved Hashem. And that is the idea of a Zacharta ki Eved HaYisa. It's after Pesach is over. When Pesach is done, and we HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Teva to Klal Yisrael, and choosing Klal Yisrael from there, from Mitzrayim, and taking us out. Post that, we remember, the Zachartu Ki Eved HaYisa. Remember, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took you from Avdus to where you are today. That is the insight, the deeper meaning of remembering a tzara and a tzara and a Kaddish Baruch Hu's redemption from that tzara. That's a post-Pesach message. That's a message to take forward as we go towards Chag HaShavuos, our rededication to being Avdei Hashem. Let's move on to a thought from the parasha. Today, we learned Parasha Shemini, and in Parasha Shemini, we came to a pasuk, the last pasuk that the Kohen's Aliyah contained. And that pasuk says something which is somewhat ambiguous. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu in Pasuk Vav, Moshe Rabbeinu says, B'shem Hashem, Zeh hadavar shetziva Hashem ta'asu, v'yer alechem kavod Hashem. This is what you should do, and kavod Hashem will appear. What is the Zeh HaDover? It's not clear. The next pasuk doesn't continue. This is what you should do. And then it goes on to the Avodah. But this Vayomer Moshe Zeh HaDover is unclear. Rav Schwab in the Parsha has an extraordinary insight, which is also a understanding, a true understanding of the message of Nadav and Avihu's death. And it's Yisoid Gadol. A person who has an Ava Hashem, a tremendous Ava to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will understand correctly that that's a tremendous Darga, a tremendous Madrega. However, says Rav Schwab, Yetzahara, if someone has a love of Hashem, he has a specific Yetzahara, Shel Dilug Al Prote Hadinim, to jump over or ignore individual halachis, vatzivuyim, and commandments, b'tach roiv ava, because of his great love to Hashem. He wants to show his love, and he ignores halacha. B'bechinas ava mikalkelas asashura. That's the idea that sometimes love ruins the service of Hashem. Ki ava b'litzim tzumei hayira. To love Hashem without being contained by Yiras Hashem, olo lipuk mine chorba, brings to destruction. Rav Schwab's marshal is like a mother who loves her child so much, she hugs the infant and chokes him to death and suffocates him to death. The marshal I would give is the marshal of a powerful rocket which is missing a guidance system. And a person shoots the rocket out towards his enemy, but it's missing a guidance system. It falls right back on him and is destructive to the owner of the rocket. That's Avas Hashem without being accompanied by an allegiance to Halacha, by a discipline of Yiras Hashem. Rav Schwab says, incredibly, that we say him after Brachis, V'chayfes Yitzreinu Lishtabed Lach, we say, Hashem, force our Yetzer to follow you. We already said our Tishlop Banu Yetzer Hara. We already said it. Why are we saying again, V'chayfes Yitzreinu Lishtabed Lach? Says Rav Schwab, an incredible idea. Rav Schwab says, that's the Yetzer Toiv. We already said our Tishlop Banu Yetzer Hara. Now we're saying, V'chayfes Yitzreinu, our Yetzer Toiv, Lishtabed Lach, should follow the disciplines of Halacha, the disciplines of Yerushalayim, to do things the way most to be done. Hashem, without being contained by a guidance system that we call Halacha, that we call discipline, is a disaster. So Rav Schwab, with this I understand something about Nadav and Avihu. If the Nadav and Avihu die, Moshe Rabbeinu says to Aaron something that's hard to understand. Rashi brings in Perek Yud Pasuk Gimel in this week's parasha. Says Aaron, Ochi, Yodea Yisus Yiskadish Habayis Miudav Shalmakim. I knew that the Mishkan would have a show of kedusha through those who are close to Hashem. I thought it would be me or you. Ashav Rayani Shem Gedayl Mimeni Yumumcha. Now I see the other Navi are greater than you and I. A Peladik, a Rashi, hard to understand. It was Moshe Rabbeinu serious. The other Navi are greater than Moshe and Aaron. Could that be? Zokter of Schwab, of course Moshe and Aaron were greater. But Nadav and Avihu in one aspect of serving Hashem, in Avas Hashem, Nadav and Avihu were greater. They had an unlimited Ava to Hashem. All the different pshatim in what Nadav and Avihu did wrong are all one idea. Ava b'li gedarim. Ava b'li halacha. Whether it's the idea that they brought fire they were not authorized to bring, it was because of love of Hashem. That they drank before they did the Ava, before they did the Aveira, there was also drinking is an expression of Ava. Whatever the Aveira was, or Paskin Halach Lefnei Rabban was from an Ava, it's Ava B'loi Gedarim. This idea that Rav Schwab brings is something I think about when I'm at a simcha, sometimes at a wedding, and the band plays a song, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Anachnu Oyavim Oyscha. Anachnu Oyavim Oyscha Oysach. People are dancing up and down, jumping up and down to a song, and the reality of the niggin, of the jumping up and down, it's disgusting to me. That's how you serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by jumping up and down. Would you do that to the queen? Would you jump up and down like a meshugana and express love for the queen? Would you do that to an Adam Gadol? No, it's done without any feeling of discipline. It's done by letting go of discipline. That's not Anachnu Oyavim Oyscha. That's not a way to the Ava to HaKadosh Baruch. Rav Schwab ends with a story. Me'ish Neman Shamati, from a trustworthy man I heard, that when Rav Chaim Volozhin first had his idea to open yeshivas today in the same way that existed in the time of the Amoraim, to go to the yeshiva system, he approached the Vilna Gaon with his idea, and the Gra was not enthusiastic about it. And Rav Chaim Volozhin understood not to do it. Later, the Gaon asked Rav Chaim Volozhin, "Nu, did you start?" And Rav Chaim said, "What? I thought the Rebbe was not for it." He said, "Well, before when you came with a fire, with a fiery brand. You came with a burning desire that was without discipline. Now, you're doing it with discipline. Go do it." Rav Schwab ends, Yetzer Tov She'inai Meshubed L'Tzivei Hashem. A Yetzer Tov that's not tied to Hashem's commandments. Yochel is Hapech L'Yetzer Hara. So that we want to express our Avas Hashem, we have to do it with the Panim Shel Halacha, with the Panim of the discipline of Yiras Hashem. What a beautiful collection of thoughts. Rav Schwab in his Sefer. Kosva Maluach Libecha. It's something we should keep with us all the time. Wishing everybody a wonderful post-Pesach, a wonderful Hachana for Kabbalah Satayra. Could it be? We're only 40 days from Kabbalah Satayra. Wow. Only 6 Thursday night Mishmas left. Chap Arayin. A guten Shabbos to all.